Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, I'm Sister Linda Dearlove, a Sister of Mercy and the CEO of an organisation called Women at the Well. We work with women involved in street-based prostitution and those who've been trafficked into prostitution, as well as the many other vulnerable women who walk through our doors. I want to start with a quotation that I often use at the beginning of presentations that I do. If we're taking incarnation seriously, we cannot worry about decency. We have to embrace diversity in all its challenging forms. I have no idea in what context Lisa Isherwood wrote those words. However, I found the challenge of it to be part of my daily life and prayer. In fact, in the chapel we have at Women at the Well, there is a statue of a pregnant woman, Mary, on a journey towards Christmas, pregnant with hope, a woman who is a well. And on a daily basis, we meet very many women who are part of her story in different ways. Women whose lives are vulnerable and challenged, just as Mary was at that time, pregnant with Jesus. She didn't understand and she didn't know what was going to happen or how her life would work out, but she trusted. I could give many stories of those women, like the woman who several years ago gave birth in one of the London hospitals with one of our sisters beside her. It was 2 days before Christmas and she knew the baby was to be taken straight away from her. Or the woman I found sleeping on our doorstep yesterday as I was running out to a meeting. It was too early for our services to be open and all I could do was take her down to McDonald's and buy her a breakfast. And in her smile, I hope, like her, I experienced God, because for a moment she had hope and warmth and somebody who cares. But neither of those were the women that sprang to mind immediately for me today. Rather, I was taken back many years ago to a situation where I was working in a parish. And one of the women who was very involved in developing parish liturgy arrived crying. She'd just heard that her daughter, a teenager, was pregnant and was struggling to know how they as a family were going to cope. Her daughter was still in education and the family were worrying about how people would view her and I guess probably how they would view them. And over several months they began to try to come to terms with it and to support their daughter in a time that was quite difficult for her. In the lead up to Christmas, as ever, we were planning what was going to happen for Midnight Mass. And I suddenly knew what had to happen and asked that she would ask her daughter, would she carry the baby up and place it in the crib during the Mass? In a sense, she was already carrying Jesus up inside her. And that needed to be reverenced and acknowledged. Time went forward and she did, and it caused some consternation in the parish. But after it had happened, the comments that came back to me were about a rightness that they'd never thought about that before, that usually it was a child who carried up the baby. But in fact, it was much more fitting that it should be a pregnant woman. Or in this case, a pregnant girl. If we wind time on a bit, several years ago, I met the now young woman with her mother. And they told of how that story was told year upon year in their family, of the healing it had brought to the young pregnant girl herself, but also the healing and reverence that the girl who was that baby, that symbol of Jesus growing inside the womb, and how she felt special because of that. At the time, obviously, I was only thinking of that moment, of the young woman and her family, and the experience of Jesus coming to birth that year for that parish. I had no idea of the longer term impact that would have on that unborn child or her mother. I wonder how many times since then I've failed to respond to the possibility of enabling Jesus to be born through my inability to respond to the prompting of the Spirit. Whether that was about giving a smile at the right time, whether it was about moving beyond the label of somebody where I've only seen them through their behaviour or through their appearance. And I guess that brings me back to the quotation that I started with. If I'm taking incarnation seriously, I have to stop worrying about decency, to stop worrying about labels and what's normal and how things appear, and embrace what's there in front of me, Jesus wishing to be born and taking my part in making that possible. And I guess that's the daily challenge to me, in fact, to each of us. Dare we take the risk of enabling Jesus Christ to be born into our lives and into the world?
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.